Cause you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. Now you said forever. Now I drive alone past your street.
We got there.
안녕하세요.
안녕하세요, pod listeners.
Welcome to the pod. We're your hosts, Lois.
Harry.
All right, that was our little, we're not going to use music, but we'll be our own jingle moment.
Yes. These pillows are on brand today.
I know, seriously. What are we talking about today?
Dun, 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 dun.
Hinge horror stories.
Yes, dating app horror stories.
And creepy church opa stories. Okay. I don't have Hinge horror stories, but I have creepy church opa stories. I know, I was going to say unfortunately, but I'm like, actually, fortunately.
Yeah, that's a blessing.
I don't have Hinge horror stories.
In these days and times.
I know. Yes. Okay, I want to ask you some questions, but before we get into it today, mm-hmm. we have, for people who don't know, this is Koguma.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Koguma today. Fresh out of the oven, by the way.
It smells really good.
I know.
I wish people could smell right now.
Yeah, I brewed my coffee. I have my Koguma. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, I wanted to do like where I open it up with two hands, but mm-hmm. I realized I only have one hand. So I was like, we're gonna open it together.
Yes, okay. And we're for people who don't know, it's sweet potato in English.
Yes.
Korean so Koguma, sweet
potato. If you don't know, it's like one of the best things ever. It's not mm-hmm. too hot. So grab one end and we're just going to break it open.
We're breaking.
Beautiful. Ooh, the steam.
Yeah, you can't hear anything.
I know. I was like, no crackling or anything. Anyway, I got you a little bowl. So if you want to put it in there, or I also have paper towel if you just want to
eat it. Do you eat it with the skin?
No. So okay. That's why I brought a spoon. So you can scoop it out.
Was, perfect. Because I was like,
I know it's kind of hard to peel because we have like mics. So I have paper towels.
I don't know if we're going to be eating this episode because there's a lot to cover. But, at least we broke it.
I know. So I have my Koguma, my coffee today.
Yes.
Anyway, we're going to get into some Hinge horror stories, like
favorite topic.
Dating stories, Churchill bus stories. Mm-hmm. But I guess like I just wanted to jump right in and ask you a question.
Okay.
So how has your dating life mm-hmm. or like your expectations of dating and slash men mm-hmm. changed from when you first started dating to now?
Wow.
Just getting right into it.
What a loaded first question. And for people who know me, whoever's watching, this will be a fun one to kind of go through. But for me, I think at the beginning, like, I think at heart, I'm like a hopeless romantic, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if you guys can tell, but obviously to me. But yes. With that said, I think I kind of idealize the idea of love. So, you know, like, the Disney movies, like movies in general, just like, you know that scene in Korean dramas where they're like, don't go. And then they like
the slow
hold your hand.
The slow.
And then there's that turn, you know? I wanted that in my life.
Yeah.
And you know, just the way that movies portrayed it, I was like, I can make that happen in real life, you know? Like if he wanted to, he would, like, you know, I'm gonna wait it out. And that has led us to today, where I have indeed waited it out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's tough out here. Mm-hmm. It's a desert.
When did you first start dating?
Yeah. Okay. So I would say like I'm a late bloomer mm-hmm. in a sense. Mm-hmm. I didn't really start dating until I was 25.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which so it was after college.
After college.
Okay. And was your first dating experience like on the apps?
It was.
Okay.
Actually. Actually, no, I'm lying. My first date was sophomore year of college. So 22. Yeah.
Okay.
But I guess I don't really count that for some reason, and I couldn't go into it later.
Uh-huh.
But yes, after that, I was 25. But okay. Yeah.
When you first started dating, like, do you feel like you had very unrealistic expectations or kind of still this like a long list
mm-hmm.
of this and this and that, or like wanting like that, like Prince Charming, whatever, like that kind of expectation, even at 25.
Yeah. I was like, give me the fairy lights. Give me the guitar solo. Like, you know, at church when like the praise leaders are performing, I'm like, oh,
yes, the praise leader.
It gets me. It gets me, you know? And if their voice is really good, I'm like, ooh.
Like, that's like a church open moment.
Yeah. Like, love the Lord, but like, I'm having a moment too. But I would say now, like, I would still like those things, but when I was younger, if it was like at 100, mm-hmm. now it's like, I want those things, but it's like 20% mm-hmm. of like, yeah, like it would be nice. I think now I'm just like coming to a point where like I want simple things. Mm-hmm. Like I just want someone who makes me feel comfortable, can make me laugh, like is good with family. Like, you know, those core values, which I always wanted mm-hmm. originally. But mm-hmm. like I would say when I was younger, it's like I had more of the fluff, mm-hmm. like the fluff I wanted. But now the fluff has diluted. Can you give an
example of like what that fluff was? I remember like... I think this is you. Like, okay. he has to play guitar or yeah. something like that. Like, yeah. that was like a fluff thing. Okay. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm really embarrassed to admit this, but I remember one person was like, because I'm a sucker for tattoos.
Oh, yes.
And one person was like, oh, yeah, I have a tattoo. And I was like, oh, like, what is it? He's like, it's a Bible verse. And I was like, sold. I don't even know what it says. He just told me it's a Bible verse. I didn't even ask any further questions. And I was like, adding 2 brownie points.
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like you still have that a little bit inside. I do. Like, you like when guys are tatted, you mm-hmm. think that's attractive.
Shout out Jungkook yeah. from BTS. Yes. Jungkook, whenever you're coming back from the army, hopefully you see this.
Okay, so like tattoos, mm-hmm. guitar, yeah. what's like one more thing you could think of?
Ooh.
Like a fluff thing.
Okay, tattoos, guitar. Are we talking intrinsic trait or like just...
Yeah, ooh. Anything that you feel like is different from now.
Different from now. Okay. Well, I still like those items that we mentioned.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I just feel like they're not as like...
Oh, a big one was... they have to be at least... And don't come for me. Okay, they have to be at least 5'8". And I think that's really nice. Okay, but like... I've been dabbling.
Is that still
into...
something you need now, or do you feel like that was more earlier on? Because I feel like you still want
still, but there's some people like Short Kings. I've dabbled into like a 5'7".
All right, our Short Kings
recently. So I was like, okay, one shot. I've dabbled like once or twice. So like, yeah, like you know, like. If I add on a couple more years, mm-hmm. maybe that'll go lower. But yeah, yeah, yeah. It's still very strong innately, but there's like one or two little fishies that make it pass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But right now you feel like what's changed is just like you said earlier, like just someone who makes you laugh, someone you're comfortable with.
I think the mindset of it, it's like I liked the idea of love before and I still do, but now like... I think I just like, voice crack. I think I just like my independence. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I even dabbled with the idea that, like, if I don't get married, like, that's fine too. Mm-hmm. I think what's difficult about getting older from that time, it's, I understand now, like, more so that, mm-hmm. like, you just, like your independence mm-hmm. and, like, the lifestyle that you're living already. Mm-hmm. And, like, I didn't really understand before when guys were like, hey, like, yeah, I just want like someone who fits my lifestyle already. And mm-hmm. I'm like, that doesn't sound like great.
Yeah.
But then now I'm like, oh yeah. Like when you're so comfortable, it's like adding another person seems like a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I feel like that's a big difference of like, not necessarily your expectations of dating, but kind of just like how you perceive dating, I guess, has changed.
Which and I don't know if that's good or bad, but
same.
It's made me like pickier in a sense. Mm-hmm. And not as easily impressed. I think before I was really easily impressed, you know?
Yeah.
The little small gestures and all that.
Yeah.
Which are supposed to be like the bare essentials, but I was accepting the bare minimum. And now I'm like, well, if he doesn't do X, Y, like, I'm not gonna even bother. Like, for example, like if I liked you first on Hinge, like, I did 50% of the work. Come on.
Yeah.
And then if we match and you don't even chat, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I used to always like even message after that. And I'm like, why am I doing like 70% of the work? This is like, come on. Yeah. So yeah.
I can't even imagine navigating Hinge right now or like online dating or even just dating in general. Like I I just like the rules, the yeah. I mean, I don't think there are rules, but there's so many unspoken mm-hmm. rules. Like, I'm gonna give it 3 dates. So yes. like
yes.
he has to text me. He didn't text me back right after the date. Or you know yeah, what I mean? Yeah. Like all
you
those,
can't text
like,
more than once yeah, in like an hour.
I don't know. I can't even imagine. I don't
coming from like our backgrounds, like is there anything that you're curious about because you've never lived through that? Like thankfully you never had to, yeah. which is good. But like were you ever curious about some stuff?
I think just like I if anything, I'm just like curious how like me and Ben would have been like in this like dating world now in mm-hmm. 2024 mm-hmm. because we both dated each other since we were so young.
Yeah.
I'll share that story another day. But yeah. like I'm always just like, what would my Hinge profile would have looked like? What would your Hinge profile would have looked like? Like, would you have even made a Hinge profile? Like,
I think he would have done an audio message and it would have been a rap. This man could have been a rap star in a different life. So I think it would have been a rap.
I don't think he would have done that.
That would be cool.
That would be hilarious. Yeah. Yo, baby yo. Girl. Like, let me get at
come
you.
Come through the line. You want to hear some fire rhymes. Oh my gosh. I'm a rapper. Did you hear that? Come through the line if you want to hear some fire lines. Oh my God.
Oh my God. I can't.
All right, rhymes. I don't even know my own rap. Comes through the line if you want to hear some fire rhymes. There we go.
Oh my God. We already kind of talked about what are your unrealistic expectations. Like, how do you feel like K-dramas or movies or A Walk to Remember like ruin things for you or all continue right. to do so?
I'm ready to dive in. Okay, I'll give examples from American movies and K-drama.
Okay.
And if some of these movies are not familiar, please go watch because they're really good. If you're like into the cheesy stuff. But one of my favorite movies outside of Walk to Remember, which I'll dabble into, is also She's All That.
I don't know if you know my that. God. Yeah. Didn't we watch that together? Did I not introduce that movie to you?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
my sister watched it before and I watched it.
Okay. I love that movie.
Because Freddie Prinze Jr. Yes. was a heartthrob back yes. then and still now.
Yeah.
But yeah, the storyline of that one goes, you know, it's an awkward loser, artsy girl.
Popular guy.
Who, you know.
Fixes her up.
Exactly. Meets a popular guy. And for prom, like, he's, like, you know, going to go with the other popular girl as prom king and queen. It's already established. But then there's a bet. Mm-hmm. There's, like, if you can transform this artsy mm-hmm. loser girl, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You get all the praises yeah. or whatever. And obviously, he falls in love with her mm-hmm. in the process. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think that, for example, was like, yeah, I want to turn a bad boy into a reformed one. Like, let me do that. Like, I want to change his life.
Oh, and my just gosh.
Like, do it for the better. Another one. Same storyline, I guess. Okay. So, Walk to Remember. Okay. Loser, quiet girl, mm-hmm. really sweet. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if loser, okay, but yeah, like, just
I mean,
sweet,
she was kind of a loser, I guess.
Portrayed in the movie, right? Movie. Bad boy, mm-hmm. like, you know, just rough around the edges, popular boy, okay? And he does like this theater class begrudgingly. And it's that one note Mandy Moore sings, and he's like, ooh. This girl can sing, okay? And obviously, she tutors him because she's the best in the class. And she's like, don't fall in love with me.
Yeah, I still can't get over that yeah. line. Like, okay, he's girl. Like, okay,
he's like, you're crazy. We just met, right?
Yeah.
And lo and behold,
obviously falls in love with her.
Butterfly 2 in the back of your, you know, shoulder.
Yes.
If you know, you know. They fall in love, mm-hmm. you know? And that also shows me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if he wanted to, he would. Okay, he learned lines for her. He allowed her to be in two places at once because that was one of her.
Oh, yeah,
things.
Her bucket list.
Yeah, like he like named a star after her or constellation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, dude, I can't even get a text back. I can't even get a text back, and she's out here getting the most. Okay, side tangent to the before I move on to K-pop. Or K-dramas. Okay, let's talk about even Gypsy Rose, okay? Like, Gypsy, like, I'm, like, proud of,
oh,
you know?
God.
I don't know if I'm proud, but, like, I can respect that she's had two men, married, divorced, is pregnant in a short amount of time. And again, I can't get a response. So what are we doing wrong out here, guys? And I know a lot of people can relate because she's out here thriving in her new life.
Yeah.
But also, how can I, what do we need to learn? Give us some tips, you know? Okay, but for K-drama.
K-dramas. I feel like it falls along the similar line of like these tropes. The loser girl, the poor girl, the innocent girl who meets the bad boy, rich guy, whatever.
Yes. And in reference to that, Itaewon Class K-drama, you need to go watch it. Queen of Tears is a little bit different, but still similar, you know? But yes, the trope is always, you know, gotta help the bad boy or the troubled, and you know, they fall in love.
Yeah.
So those accumulated over many, many years. Yeah.
For me, it was, okay, did you ever watch Stairway to Heaven? Jeonggukgaegaedan? Girl, okay, that's what ruined things for me.
Maybe you didn't watch it now.
Those are the OG dramas, is Jeonggukgaegaedan, Gardonga, Gyeoryeonga, all the, that was like my childhood.
Okay.
But it was like a lot of, that was the popular trope. This is really sad, but similar to Walk to Remember, the girl gets cancer, the guy comes in, saves her, you know, like they get married right before.
Why is it always cancer?
I don't know. Korean people love cancer, which is really weird and sad and toxic. And
very sad.
That was like the trope of like the sick girl. Like, I don't know why my like weird fantasies was like being sick in a hospital bed and like a man coming to visit me. Yeah, being saved. It's like, oh, I don't know. It's kind of toxic. But even when you, I know, but when you talked about She's All That, I was like, that's so toxic though. Like, she changed him a little bit, but he changed her. Yeah. It's like, oh, do you want that? I don't know.
Yeah, but did you see his face?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, okay. Like, honestly,
you're
okay.
You're like, I'll change myself for honestly, that face.
If Jungkook asked me anything, I'd be like, yes. Yes. No questions. Yes.
I will change for you.
And for you, Yoongi.
Yoongi.
You would change.
Me? Yes.
No questions. What if he's like, dye your hair and fly to Korea tomorrow.
Yes, oppa. 네, oppa. Oh my gosh. Okay, I wanted to ask about your dating experiences. I wanted to ask about, if you can think of it on the top of your head, what was one of your favorite dates? Obviously, we're not going to name drop.
Yes.
But I just like wanted to like ask, like, what was your favorite date? And if anything, what is your idea of like a really good date?
Ooh. you know, there's just been so many, over the years. I don't know if it's a favorite.
Okay. Or just like a memorable one.
Like a good memorable one, I would say, you know, simple things. Like when you just vibe over dinner and the conversation's flowing and then like hours are passing and you even recognize. I feel like those are rare because sometimes when you go in within 2 seconds, you know, you're like, you know, they're not my style or like, even when they just share a couple words, you're like, we're so different personality wise and, but you're still having to sit through the dinner. So I think when it just flows like that and it's natural, like that's like the best. I think for just general dates, in the Hinge day and age of 2024 and 2022 to 2024, I guess, is just dinner and drinks for me because it's casual. And also, I need something to loosen me up. So a drink helps.
So liquid courage is like a must.
Liquid courage, yeah. I think I can hold my own. Yeah, but like, you know, sometimes with these people, I'm pulling teeth, okay? Because I love to talk, but I like it when it's kind of equal. And sometimes I really do feel like I'm asking the questions and I think also having worked in social media for so long, like I have a short attention span, so it also kind of plays into like dates too. I'm like, if people don't keep me engaged, then I also lose track. But yeah, I would say like that has been my favorite in that sense, but I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing because it's so basic. And like I said, like the bare like fundamentals of dating. I have a lot of more interesting stories than like quote unquote favorites.
Okay. Well, yeah. Let's get into it then. What are your interesting, what are like top three maybe? You know, it doesn't have to be three, but like off the top of your head, what was like a really horrible or awful kind of like
I can give date? You two.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And these are the things I was like thinking about on the way here. Okay. So first one was like during college.
Mm-hmm. It was during college.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think it was like through Tinder or something.
Was this the sophomore year one?
Because Tinder had just come out at that time, I think. Still new. Everyone was on
it. I remember you did go on like a date with someone in college. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we matched, like we chatted, and there's a thing called Selection. It's like a mini music festival.
Okay.
Like you go drive out. Mm-hmm. It's like in LA or like it's local.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, oh, like come out, like I'm going with friends. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm a very down person, so I was like, yeah, like why not? Like, and I love concerts.
Wait, so you guys matched, and mm-hmm. then you guys haven't gone on a date yet, but there was a music festival.
We were chatting online for like a couple days,
and then he invited me. Okay.
And I forget how he got there, but also I think he picked me up.
Okay.
Or something like that. Uh-huh. But we went there, and on the way there, he like mentions like what he does. He's like kind of entrepreneurial spirit in mm-hmm, a way, because mm-hmm. he was talking about how he uses the app to like recruit people for his business. But I was like, but all the people you're matching with are female, right?
Uh-huh.
And this was like a pyramid scheme. But
wait, so he said he uses Tinder to recruit people?
He like likes to meet people on Tinder and like, or I don't know if it's just Tinder, but like he likes to meet people and like, you know,
okay.
See their vibe and like, you know, if it fits,
okay,
you ding, 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 get a job, right?
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, but then they're all female though. Mm-hmm. So like, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And from my memory, I don't know if over time some of this, the details have changed, but mm-hmm. from my memory, he said like, oh, like women are like easy to persuade or more susceptible. And I was like, what? And mind you, this was on our way to the venue.
Okay.
I haven't even gone to the location yet.
You're like in the car.
And this
with
is what
him?
I'm hearing, right? Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay. In my head, I'm like, dude, I wish I could go home. I wish I could go home, oh, but he drove me here.
Yeah.
So then, I meet up with his friends group, right?
Okay.
And I remember, like, one person in the friend group, like I'm chilling with, because like I'm like as a friend,
okay,
I'm like, okay, like he's more fun than the date I actually came
okay.
with, or at least he's making the time go by.
Yeah.
And then after that event, we left and never saw him again. Thankfully, yeah. Oh. But I was like shook. I was like, I think that comment was like, it was some variation of that. And
yeah,
I was
yeah. Like women are easier to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm a big feminist. I'm like, yeah. Girls can do what guys do, you know. So it was kind of.
Oh
you
my
know?
God.
Yeah. And that was like one of my first. That.
Yeah.
And I never forget because, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You remember?
Oh my God. I don't remember that story.
Yeah.
Or maybe you just didn't tell me.
Maybe. There's a lot. There's a lot, you
oh
know.
Oh my God.
I don't think I told this one either.
Oh God. Okay.
Okay. So this is a Hinge one.
Okay.
So I met this guy on Hinge and, you know, I'd be swiping through the photos.
Uh huh.
They're a little bit like, inconspicuous in some angles. Like in some angles he looks good.
Oh, okay.
And in other angles I'm like not sure.
Okay.
But I was like banking on this one photo where he looked good.
Okay.
Right? He was in a suit.
Okay.
But like his head was turned a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they're always like you always see those like videos where they're like, I gave it a shot. And it mm-hmm. was just like
okay.
Now we're like married or whatever. And
okay,
I'm like,
okay.
Yeah, I need to be open.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm gonna give it a shot.
Okay.
Bank it on this one photo that was good. And I go, I forget where we went, but mm-hmm. we went to dinner for sure. And I
wait,
think,
was this in college or after?
voice crack. I think it was after.
Okay.
Like, still young. I think
okay.
maybe 22
but, like,
to 23.
Post-grad.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we go to a restaurant because I think he said, like, he'll pick. And I believe it was Italian. But when I went to the restaurant, I'm looking for him, right? And I'm like, wait, like he looks it's not that one photo he looks like in person. Okay. So I was like, dang. Like,
you got, like, catfished a little bit?
I don't know if it's catfish or if it's the, like, because he...
Like, how different was it?
Like, there was one photo where he looked really good and the other photos where I was like, and it was more like he was leaning towards that way.
Okay.
And, and, like, I'm sure this guy was, like, great as a person, but just, like, not my, like, attractive, like, not my ideal attraction. Okay, yeah. Okay. I was like, I can't get the words out.
Wait, but did you still have dinner with him?
Yeah, because, like, you can't just, like, meet and then bounce within 2 seconds. Yeah. I'm, like, sitting there, right?
I was just like, wait, you didn't, like, just, like, walk out on him, right?
Yeah, I don't do that. But, like, we ate, and then he was like, oh, like, do you want to do something? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, sure. And I remember there was, like, I forget where, but there was, like, this thing where you could, like, this dinner place was around this complex where on the side, if you walk a little bit, like, there's, like, a, I don't know what the things are called. Kind of like cable cars, but, like, you, it's, like, on a string and you're, like, riding it. You know what I'm talking about?
Isn't that what a cable car is?
Oh, is that what it's called? I don't know. Like, a cable car looking thing where you can go in and then you, like, ride it for us, like, a short time.
Was this in LA?
It has to be OC because he was based in OC.
Oh, I just think of the cable car thing in LA, the angel thing. I don't know.
But anyway, there's something like that. Okay. And he was like, oh, like, let's ride it, right? Mm-hmm. But the things are small.
Yeah.
So it's very intimate.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, but, like, but I feel like he was, like, trying to do stuff. So there was, like, the window, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm, like, looking at the window the whole time, waiting for the ride to end.
Was
I'm
he, like, trying to be close to you?
Yeah.
Like, being touchy with you?
And obviously, guys, like, if you're attracted to the person, you're, like, you know, but, like, but it's a fine line between creepy and, like, liking it, depending on, like, how you feel.
Uh-huh. And was he trying to, like, move in on you?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I was, like, only looking at the window and I was like and then I was like, oh, I have to go. I think I spent like an hour and a half.
Wait, but how long was the cable car ride? How long were you
like a couple minutes?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
still, but the date in total was probably like an hour and a half. Okay. I was like, I have to go, like, you know. But you know me, I'm a night owl.
Yeah
And like if I like them, I'll be like, I don't know what time it is, you know. But I was like, I have to go. And I don't think I told anyone this day because I was just so like, it's just so like, it was a one-time thing.
Oh my god!
But I was just like,
so after you got out the cable car, you're like, bye.
Oh, so we got out the cable car, and then like we sat somewhere real quick, and then I was like, oh, like I have to go soon. And then like he waited until I left, but I was like, dang, I gave it a shot, didn't work out.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That was probably really uncomfortable. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Man. I would like to say, okay, people are like, put yourself out there. Mm-hmm. You know, I've done that and more and more.
Yes. No, truly, I respect your pursuits and your attempts.
Yeah.
And we're still out here praying for you. Correct. You're still, you know, we're still out here.
Or independent. Or independent.
Yeah. Hoping for the best. Hoping whatever for the best. That means.
Yeah. Okay, if you were in that situation, how do you think you would handle that?
Oh my god, I don't even know. Part of me wants to say like I wouldn't even be in that situation to start with, but you just never know. I mean, if I was not attracted to the person and he was like trying to be physical with me, and we're stuck in a cable car for like 3 minutes, god, I think I would have just been like really like hurt and like, oh, I'm okay right now. Like,
right now?
I think I would have talked to him like, no, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm okay. I'm fine. Hands to yourself, please. Hands.
I want to see that in person.
I don't know. Oh, my God.
But they're funny stories now. And like,
yeah.
I wish him well. He's not a bad person. It's just like, you know.
Just the attraction wasn't there.
Yeah, just the vibes.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh. Should I get into my creepy church bus stories?
I'm waiting because I've never told you.
Okay. Yeah. I'll try to concise them. They're not really long, but I can think of two.
Okay.
So, and I'm only sharing these two because I literally don't know where these people are anymore.
Okay.
Like, you know how like old people, like from your past, like you keep tabs on them on social media? Mm-hmm. These two guys are my creepy church opa stories, and these two guys, I literally don't know where they are, okay, like on planet Earth. Disappeared. So I don't think they'll ever hear this. I don't think it'll ever get to them. But so anyway, there was God, I feel icky already. There was one guy. I remember because I was in seventh grade and he was in eighth grade. Mm-hmm. So at the time, like, even though it's only 1 year older, it's like
spicy.
He's older. Eighth grade. He's like, oh, opa. He's an opa. I think I met him at a retreat.
Okay.
Retreats are where it all happens.
That's what I hear.
Dude, I mean, I'm just telling you right now, ladies, like, y'all be lying if something didn't happen at a retreat. I'm just saying, that's where things happen.
It's intimate with God and with, you know, the opposite gender.
Retreats are where you get saved and where you have your first flirting situationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, this, I didn't like this guy though. Mm. There wasn't like any, I don't know, I think he was kind of new to the church. Mm-hmm. Like, I hadn't seen him around. He wasn't like a super involved guy, so he was like kind of a new face. Mm-hmm. And then like he was always with this other friend, so mm-hmm. I think because they were both kind of new, like they always stuck together.
Okay.
And then I think, like, I don't even know if we were in the same like little retreat group or whatever, but I think we just kept like having run-ins.
Okay.
And then I think him and his friend and then me and one of my friends kind of just like talk to them a lot, maybe mm-hmm. because they were new, like trying to welcome them, but it was mm-hmm. kind of a weird, why would we do that? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But like, we just like hung out with them a lot.
Okay.
During the retreat, maybe. Okay. And then I think at one point I realized, like, I think he like had interest in me or thought I was cute, because like I would notice like we would keep running into each other throughout mm-hmm. the retreat. And at one point I would see the friend, like when I would be nearby, being mm-hmm. kind of like, hey, you know, like very oh. obvious, like, oh,
you notice,
oh, like
subtle
nudging
things.
With the elbow, like, mm-hmm. hey, and then I would be kind of like, okay, that's weird. But mm-hmm. I think also I was so young and naive, and I was kind of also trying to be like in denial, I'd be mm-hmm. like, okay, that's weird. Mm-hmm. Like, I had no interest in dating, or I had no, like, mm-hmm. you know, I was so like innocent church girl, like, I'm never gonna date until I'm 18, whatever, uh-huh. like mindset. Uh-huh. But I saw that and I was like, okay. And then like they would always try to like be nearby,
yeah,
I think. Yeah, yeah. So I'm not gonna lie, I think I was a little bit flattered. I think I was yeah. a little bit like, oh, like,
who doesn't, you know, like a little attention,
a
like
little
that?
Attention, yeah. Yeah, who doesn't like that? And then, but when it turned creepy was like on the bus ride back home.
Uh-huh.
So like
a long ride.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like he kept like making like looks at me, which I thought was kind of like, oh, okay, like kind of cute, like kind of like every time he saw me. So he was like the kind of, he was a pretty quiet, shy guy. Mm-hmm. So whenever he like, towards the end when I started noticing, like he would like look at me and like make glances at me, it was very kind of like these little smiles that mm-hmm. at the time I think was a little bit cute. But then on the church bus ride home, me, so like these buses were like two seaters, right? Mm-hmm. Or like there's two seats. So mm-hmm. I was on the aisle seat right mm-hmm. here, mm-hmm. and then him and his friend grabbed the seats like across, mm-hmm. like pretty close, but mm-hmm. he was in the window seat, mm-hmm. and his friend was in the aisle, mm-hmm. so kind of blocking his view.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
then like when it got creepy is he started like kept looking at me, like I would literally like from my peripheral like yeah. kind of see him like bend over and uh-huh. smile at me, and uh-huh. I'd be like, okay, that's kind of weird, right?
Okay.
And then at one point he reclines his seat.
You can recline on buses?
You can recline the seat a little bit oh. on the bus. Yeah, just a like airplanes, you know how you can like just mm-hmm. barely? So it was like that.
Never knew that.
I know. And I just remember this vividly because I remember feeling really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But like he literally reclines his seat and just stares at me.
The whole ride?
Kinda. Like he literally reclined his seat and was just like smiling.
That's weird.
And I was like, what? Like,
were you like straight the whole time?
Yeah. So at one point, like, you know, the attention was kind of like, oh my God, like mm-hmm. he's looking at me. He kind of mm-hmm. likes me, thinks I'm cute. But
you.
Then in the bus ride when he did that, that's when I was like, I don't like that. Like, don't look at me. I remember like purposely looking away, looking straight. But in my peripheral, like,
yeah.
he was like, like, lean back, smiling at me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ew. I don't like it.
Did you guys
it.
Vibe over like conversation where he was like hooked or something?
I don't know. I mean, my memory is like really, really blurry of the time, but that's when it got creepy. And mm-hmm. then it keeps going. Somehow at the time, like we barely had cell phones. So mm-hmm. he got a hold of my email. I think we maybe exchanged emails. So not pen pal. So he started sending me emails. But he would like basically like write love letters, but they were kind of really creepy. Like, oh, like, I really think you're cute. I like blah, blah, blah. I don't even remember what the email said, but he would sign them and say your man. Wait, and his name.
That's bold. In this day and age, I'm like, that's pretty bold.
I agree. But at the same time, like when I'm like this tiny little seventh grader and this eighth grade guy who's like creepily like smiling at me and then starts to write these emails and signs them your man. I just remember like I think I might have written back a sassy email being like your man who never said you're my man.
Ooh.
And being like
I broke his heart.
I know, I don't know, but he was pretty persistent, I feel like. And at one point I tried to like avoid him and like I don't know. But in my memory I was just like remember being like excuse me, like you're not my man. Like,
did you respond after that?
I don't know, but I think it was creepy and like kind of persistent, which is like, I don't know. It was really weird.
Again, if you liked him, you would have liked that persistence.
Exactly, exactly. But it was creepy and unwanted attention by that point. Mm-hmm. And
you know, I've heard through the grapevine that unbeknownst to you. You were a hot commodity.
Oh my God.
In the church sphere. Don't ask me who. Oh, I just heard things. But guys, she was a hot commodity because she's married now. But she was, unbeknownst to her.
Oh my God. No. So there is another story of this guy who was also an eighth grader.
Okay.
And I think I like continued to like know him when he went into ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but he was like a year or two older than me.
Mm-hmm.
He was, in fact, I think, my like small, not small group leader, but like so at church we had these like Friday nights and then we had like little groups on those Friday nights. Mm-hmm. And I think he might have been in my group or maybe even my leader at the time.
Mm-hmm. He was small groups also.
Oh, I know.
Also, there's saying, things that
these
happen.
These little church Friday night functions, like, ooh, man, a lot of things happening over there.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, like, at one point, like, because we were, I feel like we had like a little bit of a friendship because I mean, we just like talked on Fridays and like, we like, you know, you play these games, you do all this stuff. So we just talked a lot.
You're vulnerable.
Yeah.
You talk about things.
But I don't remember sharing my life with him or like having these deep combos. Like he just
was
someone there who we like, I kind of talked to, never had a deep relationship or anything like that though. Mm-hmm. But I think maybe through that, he like started to like me. I never felt that way about him.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing about this guy was not email guy was email guy. This guy in person, callback to me, he confessed to me in person.
What?
And he goes, he literally like stopped me in my tracks one day at church and is like, oh, can I talk to you? I'm like, oh, yeah. And then he literally was like, yeah, you know, I just like wanted to let you know that. I really like you and that like one day I like really want you to be my girlfriend.
That's sweet.
No, and then he goes, but you know, I'm gonna get my purity ring.
Okay.
And I was like, what? And or I don't know if he was gonna get it or if he had it at the time. Uh-huh. So for the people who don't know,
explain that for the
purity
people.
Rings were like a huge thing back in like 2010, like no, 2000 like seven.
Shout out the Jonas Brothers who had
yes,
them.
Exactly. It was basically like a statement of like either a statement of purity, whatever people meant it to mean. A lot of people like obviously like blatantly it was kind of like a I'm not gonna have sex before marriage kind of statement.
Abstinence.
Really conservative end. A lot of us at my church at least, a lot of us it meant no dating even. Wow. Like staying pure until we're like 18 years old.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But he had one or was planning on getting one like, you know, this is my situation, but I'm going to wait for you.
Girl, I can't even get that kind of commitment these days. They sound great to me.
It sounds great. But then I literally was like, I didn't ask you to wait for me. Like, what? Like, I think it would have been really romantic. If we were like this age and some guy's like, I'll wait for you.
Yeah.
But I was in like middle school and I never even showed that I liked him or told him I liked him or we didn't even have like a fling or nothing.
He just went off script and did
it. Yeah, literally just like in his DeLulu mind, was like, I like you. I want you to be my girlfriend. And, but I can't date. Basically, yeah. Like, what, till he's 18, I guess. Yeah. But I'll wait for you. And I was like.
So he confessed and retracted his statement.
Yeah.
And I'm like, not right now, but.
Basically, that's him saying, wait for me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't ask you to wait for me. Like, how do you even know I like you or want you to wait for me? Like, what?
How do you respond?
That's literally what I said. I remember being like, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't ask you to wait for me. I think I said that. I literally was like,
the confusion.
Like, I literally was like, what? I didn't ask you to wait for me. Like, what? Like, why are you making decisions for me? Like, I don't know. Like, it was a really weird confession. And then from that, and the thing is, it was in person, like at church. And I remember after my friends were like, what did he just say to you? And I'm like, girl, let's go. Let's just go. I just need to get out of here. And like, the thing is afterwards is that he, like, you would think that a guy after a rejection like that would shy away or kind of feel embarrassed. But yeah. I remember he wasn't like embarrassed and kind of still like trying to talk to me and stuff. Maybe.
I respect that.
I do. But at the same time, it was just, I was like, dude, I don't want you to wait for me. I don't have interest. Like, I don't want to talk to you, like, kind of thing. And it was, I think it was kind of sucky because it was like that now I had to like totally try to avoid this guy, even though he was always there at church.
Yeah, that is awkward.
That is, yeah.
Holy place.
Where yeah.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta be vulnerable and you're like, skirt,
skirt. Yeah, you know? Like, bye. I don't know. That's my.
Again, she's happily married.
Yes.
And also, she's had two men already, okay? And reminder,
wait, I can't even get a text back.
Can't even get a text back, and she's had two stories of full commitment that was about to happen. So,
oh my god, okay. But I did want to talk to you about my crush, my church Oba crush, and kind of get into like an embarrassing thing I did for his attention, and then I wanted to ask you, like, what's an embarrassing thing you've done to get the attention of a man? But I'll start with I'll start with my church of pastor. I don't know if I told you about this church of that I had a crush on for like 2 years.
Oh, great.
It was from middle school to high school.
Okay.
So, God, this was a memorable one because it was for like 2 years, which I feel like is a really long time to have a crush on someone who didn't like you back. Or that I know of. Yeah. I don't think he ever did, but it was literally one-sided.
Yeah.
Anyway, basically, I met this guy on a mission trip. I'm just a walking red flag. Mission trip, retreats, Friday night church groups.
Like, going to serve the Lord, but also.
I know.
Gotta flaunt my thing.
Listen, if you grew up in the church, if you know, you know. But so I met him at a mission trip. This group, there was like a, we were like, I was coming from the EM side and there was like the KM side.
And English and Korean ministry.
The KM side. So he was a FOB. FOB. He came from Korea. His English wasn't very great. So he spoke mostly in Korean. Like, that was the vibe. I didn't like initially think he was super cute or anything, but I think just throughout the trip, like, I just saw that he was really, really nice to us. And he was really sweet because there was kind of like some drama at that mission trip here and there. But he was consistently really like kind of shy, quiet, but also really, really nice. And then I think just towards the end, I don't know if anything happened, but I just remember like people kind of being like, hey, like, you know, like, and at one point, I think
because he was nice.
Yeah. I think what happened is I think one time we matched. We like we were wearing the same shirt.
Oh, like
because it was
actually
like, Yeah. We were wearing the same shirt, and we had like similar like plaid, like these checkered bottoms.
Okay.
And then like people were like, "Oh my god, you guys are matching!" Yeah. You know how people get. It was just like stupid stuff. But I would be like, I think I felt kind of like awkward, but then something about that made me like, oh, like I'm matching with him, and he wasn't like weird about it either. He was like, oh, ha ha ha, like whatever. And then I just remember, I think towards the end of the trip, I started thinking like, oh, he's really cute and he's really nice. Like, oh my God. But then after that trip, like, you know, like he's on the Korean side, like, we're kind of at different buildings, so we don't even run into each other that much on Sundays at the church. Distance. Yeah, the distance. Distance makes the heart grow fonder. So after that, I kind of thought about him a little bit, but not too much. But
just because he was nice in the matching shirt.
No, literally. It wasn't much. But then...
But you must have found him attractive, like, visually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think it just, the attraction grew, because so after that, like, I never knew of him before. Until that mission trip. And then afterwards, it's like I started to notice him whenever I would see him. And then basically, like, we had a little reunion, little event. And I remember seeing him being like, okay, this guy is so cute. And, like, being like, all right, like, I really like this guy. And then we had a little bit more interaction at that reunion, but still nothing more. Also, there's a language barrier. I'm not that good at Korean and he's not good at English. And literally, like, all he had to do was say, like, annyeong. And I would be like,
the inflection tone.
Heart melt. Like, he would literally say hi in Korean. Like, and he would say my name with an accent. He'd be like, annyeong, Lois. And I'd be like,
I wish I saw this.
Dude, that was like all it took to make me swoon a little bit. But
wait, question. Okay. Do you think that this was, because I do kind of believe this, because I feel like friends, they kind of egg you on, but like, let's say you didn't think about it before, but because they egg you on, you start thinking about it, and that's what it kind of influences you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So no, you think that like, did.
Yeah. I think that did, like, towards the end of the mission trip, because of, like, that matching incident, people were like, oh, like, take a picture together, do this. And then that's when I was like, like, it kind of, like, made me, like, I don't know, like, 설레 a little, like, kind of made me, like, excited and have, like, a little fluttering moment. But I think, like, you know, and I think he was also very kind of, like, shy about it, and he was like, oh, okay, like, you know, and I think that gave me a little, like, okay, like, moment. So I don't know, like,
yeah, because I feel like, okay, it's like a good formula. Like, let's say, like, you have interest in someone, but, like, friends are kind of, like, adding to that noise, and then you kind of, it pushes you, like, because originally, like, let's say friends don't add to the noise, so, like, you're like, should I, should I, you know, it's you're teetering, but I would say, like, it's like a balance of all that.
I'll share one day, but that's kind of what happened with me and Ben. That's
exactly.
Kind of a part of our story.
One of my favorite stories. I love love, guys. And so I said, if they ever break up, I don't believe in love. So, yeah. And then they got married. So.
Yeah. Yeah. But back to the story, like, so basically I found out he was in, like, the hip hop ministry.
Ooh, I know.
I'm sold. Yeah, and he was kind of like a rapper. I think I have a thing for rappers.
You do. You do.
I don't want to give away too much information because I'm like, oh gosh, I'm like embarrassed. But I found out he was in, like, the hip hop ministry, and, like, just more things I found out about him that made me kind of like, oh, even more, like, fall for him.
Right.
But it was just, like, literally the little things that, like, of, like, literally, I would only see him on Sundays, right? Literally only say hi. Like, we didn't even have conversation. It was, like, we see each other, and he'd be like, oh, annyeong. And I'd be like, hi. And then that was it. But that was, like, enough for me, like, to carry me through the weeks.
It sustained you.
No, literally, it sustained me.
That's that eighth grade high school energy.
I know. And that carried on for, like, a year. And then... the year after, I started Hangarakyo, Korean school on Saturdays. He was there. He was, like, a volunteer for the program. And I was like, girl, I hate Hangarakyo, but I will wake up Saturday mornings just to see So, like, literally, I was like, okay, now I see him Saturdays and Sundays.
Ooh, double.
Yeah, but it was so minimal, but, like, I don't know. I just, like, every time I saw him was, like, enough for me to be, like, just think about him and, like, you know, like, be like, oh, my God.
Why does it sound like a mini K-drama? Like, I feel like you lived a mini
K-drama. I think
K-drama.
I was a little Delulu, though, and I think I, like, wanted this, like, K-drama.
Because I think in a previous episode, you said you wanted to be an actress.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So I kind of a lie.
I had, like, main character energy thinking, like, I was, like, in this little bubble thinking, like, Oh my God, he's here, you know, but like nothing was happening, literally nothing happened.
It was in your head.
Okay, but the embarrassing thing that I did to kind of, like, try to spice things up a little bit or get a little bit more attention or something was, at the time, everyone at AIM, SNs, you know, like, basically today's, what's the equivalent of AIM? Did you have a name?
Yes.
Okay. It's basically, like, DMs, right? Yeah, like, just chatting, messenger.
Like a chat function.
Yeah, basically. But my parents were like super anti-AIM. Like they're like, you are not getting an AIM. You're not getting an SN. You're not chatting on the internet. Which at the time I'm like, okay, that's fine. But I was pretty bitter about it. But I like was an obedient daughter and I didn't get AIM. Okay.
Wow.
But I found out this guy had MSN.
Okay.
Which was like another form of a messenger.
Okay.
And I was like, well, MSN is not AIM. And so
Different letters.
Freaking made an MSN just for this guy. I didn't talk to anyone else on MSN. I remember him asking me, not MSN, you saw? Like, do you have MSN?
You're like, yeah.
And I literally was like, uh-huh. And I like literally go out of my way to make an MSN to like find him and like chat with him a little bit. It really didn't go anywhere because again, there's like the language barrier. It was really broken. I think we literally chatted like maybe two or three times.
What like, did you say? Like, literally,
hi, how are you? Like, what are you doing right now?
Okay.
Wow. It's like, see you. It's, bye.
Like, it's like when Twitter, when you're just saying what you're doing, I but like you just
it
send
literally
that
didn't go anywhere. But that was like my embarrassing little rebellious, like what I did.
Love that for you. Love that energy. It's funny though because AIM had it was a whole trope. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
There was a whole like if you were mad at someone, you would like leave. But when you leave, there's like the exiting.
Yeah.
And it was like so dramatic. Like you would put like away messages and like be very subtle, but then you would be targeting people.
Yeah.
Like if you like someone, you're like just going away to think right now. AFK away from computer. I thought, you know, something like that. And it was just like,
oh my gosh,
what a
that's
time.
So funny, seriously.
My AIM handle was XXCuteAsian7X. But Asian was AZN.
Yeah, I had to be
and
Asian.
7 and XX because it just had to be done. Yeah. What a time.
Oh, wait, what a time.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my little embarrassing thing. Do you have like, what's an embarrassing thing you've done?
And it's so spicy, this topic, that I haven't ate, that I keep grumbling. So I feel like every episode I've been grumbling. Just side note, I apologize. Man, I've done so many, like, well, in your head, you're like, one thing notice it's obviously that I'm, you know, okay, well, this guy is like happily married now, and I know people who watch this would know this person, so it's like fresh because it was like college.
Okay,
so it could come for me, but like I told you before, you know, my story's kind of like they go together. Okay. I go to UCR, and you know, I get introduced to church through you, thankfully. And when you were away back home, like I basically lived on campus. Let me turn this off real quick. I forgot. Beep.
Do not disturb.
Yeah, because this is juicy, I hope. Anyways, when you were back home, you know, I wanted to find a church. Mm-hmm. So like I went to this church close to campus, but it was still a drive out. And I remember the first time I went there, this guy, he's the main vocal with guitar. And his voice was nice. It was like good on the ears. So I was like, I'm coming here for the Lord, but like, realistically, you know, to try to get close to him. After service, like when you're eating, you're trying to sit near, you know, do all these things. And okay, so we shared about my dream of being a singer at one point. And obviously, you know, I was Delulu too. And I was like, oh, like I want to spend more time, or like, you know, get, because my thing was, if you expose yourself to someone multiple times, like they'll grow fond of you reasoning.
Okay.
So I was like, and like, I wanted to like get involved in church and like, you know, it was just a lot of different reasons, but I applied for the praise team. And, oh my gosh, so embarrassing. Okay. One of the services, they're like, you sing. And I, and the lyrics are on the like the like TV screen across the room. Uh-huh. So like, you know, you're singing, you could reference it. And I remember like I'm going off rhythm, and you know, people are trying to praise people, and I'm just
wait.
Like,
so you applied and you joined?
Yeah,
like you were part of the praise
because the bar was low. Okay,
they just like let you in.
Yeah,
so you were on stage on a Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, and people are trying to, like, you know, praise, right?
Okay.
And I'm just trying to, like,
did they ask you to sing for them, like, audition? Or they literally didn't even hear you sing before?
Oh, they heard, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. Wait, what are you trying to say? But I remember, like, one of the services, like, I sang, and then people are trying to focus, and I realize I'm getting off, you know, a melody, and I'm it's hard, and that song ended horribly, and like, you know, anyways, but like to prep for these Sunday services, like you have practices,
yeah,
right, you yeah. meet late at night,
yeah,
you know, they're going through the set list,
yeah,
and at one point, because I just wasn't great, I just ended up like being a part of the hangouts for these like praise nights. Uh-huh. People would like eat after,
yeah.
So like I did like one time, like okay. singing on stage. And then uh-huh. after that, it was like, I was like just in the corner. But anyways, like any chance, like I knew like, oh, we're going to go eat after. Da, da, da. I was like, oh yeah. Like, I was telling my friend, I'll be like, oh yeah, where are you guys going? Like, da, da, da. And then like, I would show up.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I was pretty obvious, right? Uh-huh, uh-huh. Like, I was doing the most. Uh-huh. Like, I was using my friend. My friend knew. Uh-huh. She's like, okay, like we're going here. Uh-huh. I'm like, she'll give me the 411. And like, you know, when you like someone, you're like, you like avoid them, mm-hmm. but like, you know,
yeah.
But people you're not interested, you're like, it's easy to talk to. Yeah. It's like one of those uh-huh, where uh-huh. I was like, I'm being obvious right now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
not talking to you, but like, I'm obvious.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah
I'm showing
yeah.
up in all the places.
Yeah.
So yeah, that. But he's happily married now. So good for him. But, yeah, it was that guitar
oh and the praise leader. Gosh. Lord.
Well, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You did the most.
I did.
Wow.
And I wish I can give you some more details, yeah. but like, it's fuzzy too.
Wow.
But yes,
you're
I remember
a ballsy girl.
Yeah, girl. Yeah, you have one life to live. I'm like, yeah. I'll go for it, you know? And I did. And also, I guess I was Delulu. I was like, yeah.
Hey, Delulu can get you far.
But I'm here still. Wait.
It can.
Wait. It isn't not. Not all apply.
Yes.
But yes.
It can take you far in your actions.
Yes. To singlehood.
Yeah.
It's like
oh my god.
It's like it worked for you.
Yeah.
So tell me what I did wrong.
It didn't work for me. The Delulu did not work for me. It didn't work. Yeah.
But some other people were Delulu for you.
Oh, I guess. Yeah. 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 Mm, yeah.
It's just be born with it.
Oh my god.
What is it that what does CoverGirl say? She's like,
I don't
what's
know.
What's a CoverGirl slogan? They're like
CoverGirl. CoverGirl.
I don't know.
We'll have to look that up.
Okay. But yeah, that's like one thing. And I'm pretty sure I did other embarrassing things, but it just sticks out.
Wow.
Because I'm like, wow. I was cringe. And maturity has taught me that. Okay. I think I was an eager beaver. I was like, yeah. I was chasing after that.
Yeah,
that K-drama-esque
church oppa, yeah, praise leader
yeah.
vibes.
I was like, yeah, I can, like it could happen for me too, you know. And spoiler alert, not yet.
Not yet. It's okay. We'll get there one day, yeah. Or we'll see what's
we'll
in
see.
Store for
we'll
you,
see.
Man. Yeah. We didn't even have our kokuma.
No,
but we're gonna cheers to. Cheers. Cringe moments and Delulu.
Yeah.
Delulu's times.
I think what's fun is like, I feel like I'm living in my own mini reality show because I get to share these stories.
I know. Sometimes you. I'm like, you're like on The Bachelorette. Like one time you were dating, like not dating, but you were like talking uh-huh. to like more than one, uh-huh. two guys. Uh-huh. And I was like, dude, you are The Bachelorette right now.
And it's like such a thing now where it's mm-hmm. like, I guess.
Yeah.
Option paralysis.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People, it's just a thing. And yeah. this is 2024 dating. Mm-hmm. It's continued.
Yeah.
So
we'll talk more about that.
We'll get more into detail. But
until then.
That was fun.
Yeah. All right. Bye, guys. Thank you, everybody.
Hope you guys enjoyed. See you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.